From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Korea's military says North Korea Monday fired four ballistic missiles into the waters east of the peninsula. Japan's prime minister says three of the missiles landed in his nation's exclusive economic zone. Last week, the United States and South Korea began their annual joint military exercises, something that usually angers the North. A furious Donald Trump says he will be proven right about his allegation that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones just before the election. Mr. Trump charges that the phone tapping was done as part of an administration probe into Russia's alleged meddling in the election. A key aide to the former president denies the allegation, calling it simply false. The president has not yet released any evidence to back up his charges. Meanwhile, the New York Times newspaper and NBC report that FBI Director James Comey has called on the Justice Department to publicly reject the charges. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says his committee will investigate the charges. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked an administration's earlier attempt. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in western Mosul. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People with a speech from Premier Li Keqiang. This is VOA News.